experience. I'll just say yes, yes, Lord.
This life you gave is not my own.
I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. I'm Pastor E.L. Woolard. Shepherd's House Ministry, we're located at 795 Blanding Boulevard in the city of Orange Park, Florida. Our telephone number is 904-294-4149. If this message, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, we'd certainly like to hear from you. Again, that number is 904-294-4149. We're in the book of Galatians, and I want to talk to you today about the law of sowing and reaping, which is a very important law because sometimes we get discouraged by sowing and feel like we're not reaping anything or not getting anything in return. One thing about it, that God does not let you go away empty. Whenever you give, God is going to give it back to you. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38, it says, "Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again." In Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." If we faint not. This passage of scripture, or actually Galatians chapter 6, is probably the most pointed scripture in the whole Bible that really deals with sowing and reaping and how important it is for, and these are not the only verses of scripture that speaks about sowing and reaping, but they speak a lot about sowing and reaping as it pertains to what God gives us as a result of our giving. The word sow means to plant, and of course reaping is expecting an expectation of a harvest, or actually gathering a harvest. So what does the Bible say about sowing throughout the scripture? What does it say? There are many scriptures that point to sowing and reaping. Most of the Bible was originally written to those living in the agrarian society, that is the farming society, people familiar with working with land and managing livestock and raising crops. Many of Jesus' parables involved farming life. Not surprisingly, then, that the Bible contains many references of sowing and reaping. And here's some of the principles that we have that in the Bible concerning sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping is a law. It's a law of the natural world. On the third day of creation, God commanded the earth to bring forth living plants, bearing seed and fruit with seed in it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. These plants were given to man for food. Ever since the beginning, man has understood the process of sowing and reaping and has applied it to his benefit. God uses the law of sowing and reaping to bestow his blessings. God's blessing comes generally to a whole world, as he sends the sun and the rain, and he rains on the just and the unjust. You go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, where it says that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. And so in some cases, his blessings comes more specifically to those of his choosing, such as Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. So he reaped a hundredfold in the same season because the Lord targeted him for blessing. You know what? I just believe that God wants to target you for a blessing. And God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you so not just so you can say I'm blessed and walk around saying I'm blessed, but God really wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. Because after all, if you go back again to Luke chapter 6, verse 38, which says, "Give it, it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again." The more you give, the more you're going to receive. Israel's greatness for God's yearly blessing was expressed in the first fruits, also known as the Feast of the First Fruits, when the first of the harvest was brought to the Lord as an offering. In Exodus 23 and 19, "The best of the first fruit of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God, and you shall not boil a young goat in his mother's milk." In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 10, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I will give you and reap its harvest, ye shall bring the sheaves of the first fruit of your harvest to the priests." So throughout the scripture, it speaks about how important it is for us to give. God warned Israel that if they forsook him and pursued idols, the law of sowing and reaping would be suspended and their crops would fail. It happened to disobedient Judah on a couple of occasions. Find that in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 13. So sowing and reaping is also a law of the spiritual world. It is more than just an agricultural principle. It's an axiom of life that we reap what we sow. Galatians, as I said earlier, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, it's appointed chapter that speaks to sowing and reaping. "Do not be deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked." God cannot be mocked. "For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." There's a natural consequence to this action. The world operates under the law of cause and effect. There's no way around it. Every time we choose an action, we also choose a consequence for the action. You cannot expect that you're going to do something and that there's no reaction. Sowing and reaping implies a time of waiting. Wait. Nothing good grows overnight. A farmer must plant in order to see the fruit of his labor. When the Bible speaks of sowing and reaping, when the Bible speaks of planting, it likens ministry to planting, watering, and reaping. It suggests a length of time. God will bring forth the fruit of his to his glory in his time. Until then, we faithfully labor in his field, knowing that the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. God has a due season for all the seeds that we plant, good seeds as well as bad seeds. God's timetable is not for every seed we plant. God has a timetable for every seed that we plant. His timetable is not always our timetable. Sometimes due season means a quick return. Sometimes it means a process or a slow return that may take years, even a lifetime. But we cannot count. We can count on three things. First, God will cause a harvest to come from our seed. Second, God is never early and he's never late. He's always right on time with our best interests at heart. Third, our harvest will have the same nature as our seed sown. Good seeds bring forth good harvest. Bad seeds bring bad harvest. So we ought to be doing some things. What are we to do during the growing times of our seeds? Well, for one thing, we need to refuse to become discouraged. And sometimes we're giving and we're giving and giving, we get discouraged, we fall out, we quit. We just say there's no use because nothing is happening from this. That's number one. Number two, we have to be determined to keep our faith alive and alert and active. And number three, we need to give and just keep on giving. We need to love and just keep on loving. We need to sow and keep on sowing. Know this, that His harvest is guaranteed. Continue with an attitude of expectancy. I like it the way David said it. David said, "My soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." We should expect. Sometimes people give and they say, "Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether I get it back or not. I just want to give." No, it should matter, because the reason it should matter is because the Bible says that if you give, it's going to be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men will give unto our bosom. Sowing and reaping. We reap more than what we sow. Let me just say this to you. You'll always reap what you sow. You don't always reap where you sow. And you'll always reap more than what you sow. In other words, the law of sowing and reaping is related to the law of multiplication. God deals with multiplication and addition. He multiplies our seed sown. Jesus spoke of the seed that brought forth 160 and 30 times what was sown. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 8, other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, and some 100-fold, and some 60, and some 30. One grain of wheat produces a whole head of grain. In the same way, one little fib, one little lie can produce an out-of-control frenzy of falsehoods, fallacies, and fiction. Sow to the wind and reap the whirlwind. Positively, one kind of deed can result in the blessing that will last a lifetime. I am a witness of how important it is for us to know that when we give, God is going to always give it back to us. He's going to bless us, and He's going to keep on blessing us. If you give, if you sow a seed, God is going to, He's going to bless you. He's going to give it back to you. Seed time and harvest. There's a time for sowing and there's a time for reaping. God will not let your labor go in vain. He'll reward you. When you give, God will give it back to you. And sometimes people give and they get tired of giving. They say, "Well, you know, I'm giving, but I'm not getting anything back." Let me tell you something. When you give, I promise you, God is going to give it back to you. Why? Because His word says that. Sowing and reaping is used as a metaphor for death sometimes. When Paul discussed the doctrine of resurrection of the body, he uses the analogy of planting a seed to illustrate physical death. The body that is sown perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, but it's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body, but it's raised a spiritual body. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. A seed may die when it falls to the ground, but it's not. That's not the end of the seed. Because in John chapter 12, verse 24, it actually says that, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a grain of wheat fall to the earth and die, it remaineth alone. And if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." So that a seed has got to die. It's got to die. But that's not the end of that seed. That seed dying produces fruit. And you've got to understand that. That's actually a metaphor for Jesus, because He died and He brought forth fruit. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I want to say to you that if you don't know Jesus, we would like to invite you to come to Him. Let's pray. Father, we ask now that every word that we have spoken, let it be received by these listeners and convert them and change them and help them and move in their lives and minister to their needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Our number is 904-294-4149. We're Shepherd's House Ministry. I'm Pastor E.L. Woolard. We're at 795 Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, Florida. If this message has been a blessing to you, let's hear from you. God bless you until our next broadcast. Be blessed.
And there is peace when I say yes. I might not see it now, but you say the best for all who trust you and obey. There is an answer, no more delay. I'll just say yes.